Power 98.
With Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Yep, Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 90 with a 30% chance, 25% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms. And you know what time it is, man. It's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. And, of course, today Larry is mad at all of y'all who do not have faith in what you believe in, like this 10-year-old Willie Myrick. Why am I mad at you if you don't have faith like 10-year-old Willie Myrick? Because listen to this story. Willie is 10 years old. He was kidnapped. That's right, 10-year-old boy named Willie. I don't know, but, you know, whatever. He was kidnapped out of his front yard in Atlanta. He was playing in his front yard. Somebody rolled up, kidnapped him, put him in the car, and started to ride around Atlanta with him. 10-year-old Willie Myrick so believed in God and so believed in the Lord that he began to sing Hezekiah Walker's Every Praise. He sung it for 3 hours straight, so the story goes. He kept singing the song because he said it was the only gospel song that he knew word for word. And he said he really believed that if he kept singing the song, that he would be covered. He had faith that if he kept singing his song, that he would be covered by the Lord. So after 3 hours, the kidnapper riding around Atlanta for 3 hours, and Willie singing this song by Hezekiah Walker, the kidnapper just let him go. He let him go in a random neighborhood because the little boy, 10 years old, would not stop singing. Willie was interviewed last week, and they asked him, like, what made you want to sing that song, or what made you keep singing that song? And Willie's response was, the Lord is my best friend. The Lord is my best friend. My grandmama taught me that song. I knew the song word for word. And he said, I was never afraid. I was never afraid. How many of us got faith like 10-year-old Willie Myrick? I'm mad at you if you ain't got faith like 10-year-old Willie Myrick. 10 years old, the boy said, the Lord is my best friend. Sung the song for 3 hours straight. I would have been put him out. I'm just saying. I'd have been. First of all, I wouldn't have kidnapped him, but I'm just saying, if he would ride with me and he kept singing, it wouldn't have lasted 3 hours. It'd have been more like 10 minutes. All right, Willie, you good. But shout out to him, man. He's been seen on a lot of talk shows talking about his ordeal with this kidnapping. He said, so they asked him, you know, what do you feel about the kidnapper? Willie's response was, I think we all need a little more prayer, and I'm going to continue to pray for that young man. Mm. I'm done. I don't need one. Hit the hashtag, man. Hashtag Larry Mad. On my Instagram page, I am No Limit Larry. Coming up next, man, we got the hashtag MH Great Debate. Polo G, Lil Baby Gunna, pop out. 608, 606 is Pod 98.
We pop out at your party. I'm with the gang, and it's gonna be a.
Yo, Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. Y'all know how we do it inside the madhouse. It is time for your great debate.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So today's great debate, Larry found this one on social media, and it's saying these sayings, do they have different meanings? So you can tell somebody, you can say sorry, or you can say I'm sorry. You can say night, or you can say good night. You can say bye, or you can say goodbye. Or you can say love you, or you can say I love you. Madhouse great debate. Is there a difference in the way that you say these statements, or does it mean the same? Does love you and I love you mean the same, or do they have a difference in the meaning? And I am going to say that they have a difference in the meaning. I think that they have a difference in the meaning. I think that one way of saying them is a bit more sincere, and another way of saying them is just, you know, standard. I know that when I type them and when I say them, mm-hmm. To people, mm-hmm. if I say love you or I love you is coming from a more sincere space mm-hmm. from me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that they do have two different meanings.
Okay. To be one me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
1 million degrees transparent. At first, I did not think that they had a different meaning. But upon further review and listening to other people's opinions and, you know, just hearing the rhetoric on, you know, what they really mean and how people really felt about them, I now believe, like you, Miss Jessica, they do have a different meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you type it or something or you say it or something, you mean it the same to a lot of other people. It comes from a more sincere place when you say it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Like bye versus goodbye. Like bye, like bye. You know what I mean? Versus goodbye is like I'm wishing you a goodbye. So,
and I think like when you say sorry versus I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry throws in that personal aspect and it includes you. It
right.
takes the accountability for whatever you're apologizing for and you're taking accountability for that by saying, I'm sorry.
Right.
Words matter.
Yeah.
Words matter when you're talking to people. So I think that they do have a difference.
And I was one of them people like, at first was like, why? I mean, it doesn't make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I said, upon further review, I believe like you believe now. So what do you believe, Madhouse Nation? Go on to chime in. How do you chime in, Miss Jessica?
You go to our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am No Limit Larry. Or you can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Is there a difference in these statements? And also, are there some other statements that were left off of this list? You can leave those on the Great Debate as well.
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for Dewey Hip Hop and R&B, 78 degrees high today. It's going to be right near 96. And we about to check this Madhouse voicemail.
Yeah, so yesterday we were talking about, during our 740 question, a mother who charged guests to go to her 14-year-old son's birthday party, go-karting. She charged them $82.
Mm.
So the question was, is it ever appropriate to charge to attend a child's birthday party? Let's find out what Madhouse Nation is talking about.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call them.
I'm throwing the party, then you know what the expenses are. You should be the one paying it for your child. I don't think it's fair for a parent to charge a child that they want to attend their child's birthday party to make that parent pay for it.
Hey, so I was calling about the whole go-kart birthday thing. I think it depends because me personally, I had my daughter's birthday party at Carowinds. In Charlotte, it wasn't really a birthday party because we didn't like sit down and celebrate, eat cake and, you know, whatever. But everybody who attended with us the day we went out, they paid for their own entry fees. So it varies. It depends, I guess.
Oh, good morning, man. Guest house. Hey, Big Bag. Hey, Jessica, feel pretty little dimple self, girl. Ooh, girl, honey, the only way I am paying for a party, especially for a kid's party. I tell you what, that daddy better be serving up some sausage or that mama better be shoveling out some tuna when I get there for the after party, because that's the only way you're getting 80 out of me. Oh,
this is Miss Fool. What the hell? Want to say happy birthday to Quita, a.k.a. Shell Bell, a.k.a. Crazy as Hell, a.k.a. just a plum damn fool. And girl, I ain't never had on no damn turtleneck t-shirt. So quit saying that. But on the for real, man, I just came off vacation from the Bahamas. Come home to see and hear of all these senseless killings. Black men, black folk, we got to do better. Especially if this fool in the White House get another 4 more years. We gonna need them damn bullets y'all using to kill other black men. Ying, ying, damn, ying.
All right, man. So about the party thing, my thing is, I don't mind. Like, if your kid is having a birthday party and you need to charge for that activity, I'm cool with that because it's kind of like a gift to the child. It's a birthday party. So you should bring a gift to a child's birthday party anyway. So you can make that kind of like, okay, well, it's the gift to celebrate this person's birthday. So I'm not opposed to it.
So you would not bring a gift? If
Now, it depends. It depends, Jessica. Now, we going somewhere like you talking about $80? We going, you said $80, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you ain't get no gift. Nah, that's your gift. My child going and you getting my $80. That's your child's gift. That my child is present at the party. That's your present. Now, if it's something, I would say under 50. If it's under 50, then you can get a gift with it. But if it's over 50, no gift for you.
You know what? For me, I can understand that logic. I would also need to know who this kid is. You know, because sometimes they invite the entire class.
My child ain't even really close to your kid
because they just invite the whole class and they want to come. I'm not spending $82 for this. But if this is a good friend or something like that, or even like a family member or something, I might be able to see that happen.
And Toodle, stop being cheap, man. You got it. You going to spend that money for that child to go to that party because your kid going to bug you to death to go anyway. So you're going to spend the money anyway.
But the other side of that is I don't know if I'm spending $82 on a kid's gift.
That's true, buddy. You know, if your child want to go and they want to, I mean, and it depends on what, like Kelvin's expensive. So you already know.
So for that lady that called in, yeah. I can definitely understand that.
Go-karting, yeah. Depending on where they're going, that's about right, $80. I mean, case in point, Ryan's friend had a party at Frankie's, and the parents had to send money with your child. I agree with that. You don't want to put all that burden on that parent. I mean, not too much, but you know what I mean. You want your child to go enjoy, and you don't want your child to be the child where, I can't do such and such because I ain't got no money. Nah, spend that little money, man. Make it their birthday gift.
Or just have a cookout at the house. Calm down.
You can do that, too. And the next time when it's your child's birthday, you return the favor. That's all you do. And then if they don't come, you don't invite them the next time.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98
Stop
or its advertisers.
Stop being cheap-ass parents. All right, coming up.
You got it, Larry.
Huh?
Everybody ain't got it.
Well, they don't need to come to the party then. Coming up, we got your trending topics on the way, and we got your Madhouse Morning Classic throwback.
North American Entertainment and Pop.
All right, trending topic Tuesday. Let's dive right into it, man. Trending coming right out of our city, Charlotte, America. They have an Amber Alert going down this morning. If you see a white Mercedes-Benz, tag number 8CV1629. It's tag number 8CV1629. The people in that car are wanted by police this morning. Edward Garner Sr. and Jr. They're saying that Edward Garner Sr. actually shot and killed his alleged kid's mother and abducted two of the kids. He let one of the kids out at about 3 a.m., but he still has one of the younger children with him. Police are looking for this young man and his son this morning. In the car, a white Mercedes-Benz, tag number 8CV1629. That's right, 8CV1629. If you see that, call police immediately this morning. If you ride through the city, you happen to see that. Also trending this morning, you know, been on high alert in the city. Police and the news did a whole story about these dirt bike riders in the city, calling them a gang and saying that they were dangerous to the city. No way, in no form or fashion, people feel like these dirt bike riders were really dangerous to the city. And got to send a big, big RIP shout out to Mike Adams, who actually lost a very dear friend of mine. And I know his pops. I know. His whole family, basically. Dirt bike rider that lost his life the other day doing what they're saying was a police stop. However, people in the community said that the police actually chased after these young men and caused them to crash. You know, still being investigated. And just want to send our hearts and our prayers out to the whole family of Mike Adams, the friends and everybody, and the whole Bike Rider Association and everybody that rides.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
ride together. Ride safe, man. But just a sad, sad thing that happened the other day. And crazy situation. All right. Also trending this morning, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. How about they said they're not inviting the prince and princess to no more. A lot of their friends are not inviting them to no more of their dinners and parties. Why you say? They said they got too much PDA. And if you don't know what PDA is, that is a public display of affection. That means that they touch and feel on each other in public. And their friends are saying that it's too much, that they're too much of a distraction at parties because they're touching and feeling on each other. But you don't want me to? I'm the prince. You think I care about coming to your little raggedy party? I'm the prince. I don't want to come to your little raggedy party anyway. Prince Harry didn't say that. I'm just saying that's how I would feel if I was the prince.
I want to know just how much. Because I know that there are rules and...
Oh, they say they break the rules all the time.
Regulations around what they can do and everything else like that. So I want to know just how much they are doing, like public PDA.
Well, according to the story, Ms. Jessica, they said that they break the rules all the time.
I mean,
and they really go overboard.
Could it be overboard for what they're supposed to be doing, which would be normal for us?
Probably so.
You know, that's why I'm saying that.
Hey, I'm the prince. How y'all going to tell the prince what to do? I make the rules. Well, me and the king, but I'm just saying, I make the rules. Prince, Meghan Markle, y'all do y'all thing.
Hey, listen,
set a new standard of being away. Set a new standard for being a prince.
If you think Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are worried about coming to y'all little party.
Exactly. That's my thought. Like, but now I'm come y'all little raggedy party anyway. All right, man. That's all I got trending this morning. Coming up, you already know Miss Jessica. She's got a breaking story this morning talking about Aladdin.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know what's going on with Aladdin, the live remake of it, especially if you are a fan of the movie. Might have some good news for you.
All right, we are Charlotte's Plug. It's Pod 88.
Power98FM.com is your
That's what it's like loving you. Meek Mill, Jeremiah, PNB Rock, right there. It's dangerous. Spot 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Gloomy start to your day, but they said the sunshine is going to peek through. And they said, I was reading this morning, we actually was getting a meteor shower that you could see on a NASA Facebook page. You can see the meteor shower that's actually hitting Earth right now on a Facebook page, on NASA's Facebook page. They said it started late yesterday afternoon, went through last night, and is wrapping up this morning. So that's why we have some kind of gloom in the city.
Mm.
That's what I read this morning, Jessica.
Hmm. Did you go look it up?
I haven't went to the Facebook page yet. You know, I'm fascinated by science. Science is one of my favorite subjects in school. Science and lunch. No, I'm just kidding. Science and math is actually two of my favorite subjects. And, I might go check it out this morning. But speaking of checking it out, you've been checking out and checking up on Aladdin.
Yeah, so, you know, the live action movie starring Will Smith. If you enjoyed it, you might be in luck. One of the producers on the film says that there's more to the story of Aladdin to tell. So there might be a sequel in the works. The live-action version of the film is actually going to be available on digital release on August 27th, and then you can also get the Blu-ray on September 10th. But a sequel to Aladdin, the live-action film, like, why? Shouldn't we have gotten a sequel when Aladdin dropped, if there was more to the story?
I would think so. Have you seen the live-action remake?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
No, I've seen The Lion King, but I haven't seen Aladdin.
Every time I try to go to see one of those movies, I need to buy my tickets in advance because when I get to the theater, it's always the bad seats that are left. I went on Sunday to try to catch Lion King, and there were only bad seats available, which was fine because I ended up going to see Brian Banks, which was a good movie.
Is it a good movie? Because I want to go check that out.
Brian Banks is a good movie. But yeah, a sequel to Aladdin. I feel some type of way. I feel like they just doing the most with these movies. You know, like Aladdin is about to get a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
The Little Mermaid, they're doing the live action version of The Little Mermaid, but they're going to do two live action versions. They're going to do one for television and one for the theaters. I've seen mixed reviews about Lion King.
Mm-hmm. It was okay to me. I saw
that. So... I'm like, what's up? But I guess this isn't a remake. this is just a sequel. So yeah, we'll see.
And I heard great things about Aladdin. You know, it's Will Smith. So, you know, a lot of people, they love Will Smith. And I want to see this one to I guess, to see if they really brought it home. Now, when they do this Little Mermaid, though, they got the brain Little Mermaid. Now, I know this movie back and forward, sideways, because me and my little sister used to watch this when she was younger, because I used to have to watch her. So we used to watch this. We used to watch Little Mermaid was her. You know how every kid got a movie, if you put it on, they shut up and be quiet? This is her shut up and be quiet movie.
I am excited about the Little Mermaid television.
With Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah and Shaggy. Now, if we could have gotten Hallie from Chloe and Hallie, Queen Latifah and Shaggy all doing that one.
That's too much black.
It would have. I want to see too who else black. Is going to, who else they're going to tap for the movie. But I Queen Latifah and Shaggy were great picks for that one. So I'm excited about seeing the television.
So have they announced who's in the movie version besides?
All that they have announced is Hallie.
The Black Mermaid.
Yes.
I can't wait. What, so, and this is supposed to drop next year or this year? I think next year. It's coming out. Can you imagine a little black mermaid Christmas doll? Because you know it's going to be in stores for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm buying my baby a little black mermaid for Christmas. Yeah, there you go. There goes Christmas. There you go, Daddy. See what you need. You know what you need to get your daughter for Christmas already. Starting you off on your list. Go on and get a little black mermaid. There you go right there. Speaking of getting something, we're going to let y'all shine coming up next inside the Madhouse. Right about now, it's that True Verse Lizzo.
This is WTEG. Concord, Charlotte.
Yeah,
young C.O. Sure. What's up? That's the baby right there. Nicki Minaj on the remix. 7:07, 7 minutes out to 7 o'clock. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know we about to let y'all shine. 78 degrees today. Tide's going to be right in 96. And yes, your kids doing well. Yes, they ought to get ready for back to school. Your mama doing well. Hey, mama. Shout out to yo daddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Shine.
I'm letting my friend Courtney Thompson shine this morning. Courtney was nominated as Teacher of the Year at Northwestern High School in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And today we found out if she wins District Teacher of the Year. So shine on, Court.
Salute to Courtney. I said, Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine this morning?
I'm trying to let my wife shine. Sevilla High on the way to work. Keeping the family hold down.
Good morning. Who you gonna let shine this morning?
Yes, good morning, Miss Tico. I wanna let this good old first morning still shine. I wanna let my son James and Trey shine and my friend Isaac, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, boo. Stay safe.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hi, I want to let my daughter Zion and Xavier shine. If they get to school, they're going ready to do make good grades and everything. So they were listening. They wanted me to call.
Shout out to her. We got you, baby.
Is already back in school, man. Y'all going to shine. And Jessica, I got a special shine for the day.
All
right. Today is my mama's birthday.
Oh, boy.
Shout out to Miss Judy celebrating her birthday. That's my mama. Now, that's my mama.
Happy birthday, Miss Judy.
You got to sing the song, Miss Judy.
Happy birthday, Miss Judy. Happy birthday, Miss Judy. Happy birthday, Miss Judy. Happy birthday. say do you.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is. It is the Madhouse. And, of course, it's time for your 740 question being brought to you by U.S. Auto Sales. Simple finance, better vehicles. Check it out at U.S. Auto Sales. And, of course, your 740 question of the morning. What are we talking about, Jess?
We're talking about those holiday favorites. They're on their way back. And I got details about one that is coming back a lot sooner than later.
Let's talk about who.
All right. There is a fall favorite that is making a comeback early, and that is Starbucks pumpkin spice latte. A lot of people really, really like this one. It usually comes back a little bit later in the year, but word is from my nosy neighbors, it could make an appearance as early as August 27th. That's just a couple of weeks away. Now, the company hasn't officially announced that date yet. Instead, they're posting riddles that customers have to figure out to find the release date of it. But some employees have already hopped on their social media and posted the date. Mm. So August 27th is the date that we're hearing the pumpkin spice latte will be back at Starbucks. So we want to know, you know, fall is about to come back, winter, all of these big holidays and things like that. What is your favorite seasonal item that you're excited about? It's about to make its comeback.
That's a good question. And first of all, Starbucks, it's a whole different type of language and a whole different type of lifestyle in Starbucks by itself. So this pumpkin spice coming back early is huge, and it's gonna be crazy. Starbucks is already crazy, but it's gonna be even more crazy if you partake in this pumpkin spice. I think mine would be something with the donuts when they do the special donuts. Mm-hmm. That's what I like. I like when they do the special donuts. And I know a lot of people I've heard talk about, they like when the McRib comes back at McDonald's during its season. Mm. But I know for me, it'd be something with the donuts.
A lot of people are excited about the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes.
Oh, yeah.
They love the Christmas tree cakes.
I dip them in milk and everything.
Those making a comeback. There are certain Halloween candies that people love.
Candy
like
corns.
My mom. A lot of people love the candy corn.
I wonder.
My mom loves the like maple taffies that have the peanut butter in the middle. And they usually come in like orange and black wrappers. Mm-hmm. She loves those. But for me, the one thing that I am always excited about and I rack up on so I can eat throughout the year because they only come out during Christmas are the big candy canes.
Oh, yeah.
The big candy canes.
You know what? You don't see candy canes except around Christmas time.
You don't
see.
They're
not even in the store.
Like it's, I don't want the little mints. Yeah. I don't want the peppermints.
The
grandma. I want the big, giant peppermint sticks. Those are what I like. Burpee and I are really, really big on candy canes.
Oh, yeah, I be.
We love them. As when they decorate the radio station with candy canes, we go and we take them all throughout the holiday season. But that is the holiday treat that I really, really look forward to, are those big peppermints, that peppermint sticks that come out.
Yeah.
That's what I want to come back. I'm waiting for that one. Bring them back early.
But yeah, bring them back in the summertime.
Yeah.
Madhouse Nation, what is yours? Hit us up on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
What my homegirl, Miss Barksdale, she's the principal over there at Highland Renaissance.
What up, Barksdale?
She just hit me up and she said the caramel apple blow pops in the fall.
Caramel apple blow pops. I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, I've seen those. Caramel apple blow pops. Come back in the fall. So that's what she says she's looking forward to.
All right. What is yours? Charlotte's plug is Pod 88.
No Limit Larry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.